This one here?
Uh-huh.
This goes out to Starksy. Yeah, this goes out to Starksy. Come on. Feel this. I was 12, he was 14, we called him Starksy. His name was Chris, you might have known him as Pabrocky. One of the illest, still I couldn't pinpoint the reason. Girls wanted to be with him, dudes wanted to be him. Maybe it was the fade, or the brand new shades. The baggy Janko jeans, or rosy rollerblades. No, it had to be something in his soul, something so real. It had to be felt, it could never be told. I'm trying anyways for him, I suppose. He gave me so much. Just in a handshake or letting me roll, he let me know that I could do it too by projecting confidence through positive vibes in your thought processes, which is the essence of living without stressing. Forget the words, get the underlying message, and find the knowledge the teachers could never taught us at the high school I went to with my good friend Starks. Come on. You know, we lived up the street from each other.
Uh-huh.
But let me think about it. Hold on a second. Well, I can't recall how I got that first ride to school. It meant so much to be respected by a dude like you. We met early in the morning at 82 West. Chris picked up me and Chris, then he put in a disc. I remember the year was 1997. We were blasting a brand new Wu-Tang Forever. Took the Chevy down the back roads, heavy on the gas pedal. Forget it, I swear that kid was gonzo. Turned around and said, Setti, you ready to smoke? Lit it up and hit it till that spliff was a broach. Later Starks, peace gons, big snaps, gimme daps. Gotta thank God and Dems One for showing me that. First class, I was passed out. Mr. Bunker knew why. Gave me the mean grill as I came in with the red eye. It was nothing. Them teachers was accustomed. When school got out, I went out back and waited for the buses. You know, being a younger dude, chilling with the older cats.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know they want to drive me home. I don't know. So I seen him and he was like, yo.
Setti, where were you yesterday afternoon? After school, we were looking for you.
Hey, man, I didn't know if it was cool. What's the matter with you?
Listen, Setti, honestly, you're welcome in my car anytime that you want to be.
Really, Starksy?
Yeah, man, of course. I'll see you Monday in the morning, all right? Make sure. That was a present, the gift of the feeling of acceptance. Thank you for showing me. Thank you for the blessing. Some people are so intense that no one can forget them. It seems when we die young, we leave behind the lessons. Treasure the moments, because most of them don't last. Half a second can destroy everything that you have. It's moments like these that make me wonder why. On the day I looked death in the eye, I didn't die. Whoa, how come it was your time? Whoa, whoa.